welcome to the Trails Foundation of Northern Utah's It's About the Trails podcast. This is episode number 5, and we're excited to have Brandi Bosworth from the Ogden Nature Center on, talking about Earth Day and everything they've got going this year. The Trails Foundation of Northern Utah, It's About the Trails podcast, will bring you up-to-date trail information in Northern Utah, guests, trail education and etiquette, and many other fun and important topics, as well as ways that you can get involved. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome back to another edition of the Trails Foundation of Northern Utah's It's About the Trails podcast. My name's Eric Manning. I'm the executive director here at the Trails Foundation. And today we've got a great guest, no stranger to being behind the microphone, from the Ogden Nature Center. We have Brandi Bosworth.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So we wanted to have you on because there's a big fun day coming up here pretty soon. And so we'll definitely get into that, and then we'll talk a little bit more. But on April 22nd is Earth Day.
Earth Day. Yeah. And we are so happy to see the sun and ready to celebrate both spring and the planet.
Well, last year was fun weather. The sun broke out a little bit. We were fortunate to be there last year for a few things with the Richard White dedication to his bench. But we also had a booth there, but it was just a beautiful morning. Yeah. When we did the bench dedication, we had a group of people walk out, and I remember the clouds kind of broke and the sun came out, and I'm getting goosebumps right now just talking about it because it was such an amazing moment. But we just appreciated that opportunity. But let's talk about this year.
All right.
So it's Saturday the 22nd, and if I write, it's 11 to 4. Is that right?
Yep, 11 to 4.
What can people expect at the Ogden Nature Center's Earth Day?
So it is a big day at the Nature Center, and I do mean big. We go all out, and every year we have a few special things. But traditionally, we have a Waterwise plant sale from Willard Bay Gardens. Lovely. It's like pick up a piece of golden flower, green goodness to take home. And we appreciate that Willard Bay does that every single year. So that's a special thing. But we have a long list of sustainability specialists. I call them green gurus. everything you can imagine, from conservation to land managers to recycling, of course. Northern Utah Trails Foundation will be there. Happy to hear. There's tons of stuff for families, for kids. There's poetry out loud and along our trails. We'll have both the Ogden Poet Laureate and the Utah Poet Laureate in the house, or I should say in the amphitheater outside. We'll have puppetry, face painting, some vendors that are selling sort of their green goods. We do have kind of special stuff coming up. So we have some exhibits, and the one that stands out to me is a bird idiom quilt show.
Oh, okay.
And so this is pretty cool, actually. I've seen these quilts. They're beautifully crafted, and they're all birds. So you guess the bird, and they're all two-word idioms. So, for example, sitting ducks.
Okay.
It is some mallards sitting on like some folding chairs.
Okay.
But it's in quilt form, and there are 11 of these pieces that will be hanging. So that's really fun, especially for birders. So that will be hanging in our visitor center. And then, of course, every year is the birdhouse exhibit, and it launches on Earth Day. And this year we received over 120 entries. They're all in the ground or hanging along Birdhouse Trail, and they're spectacular.
And now, if I'm right, I think I read, is it the 30th year of the birdhouse?
Exactly.
That's unbelievable. 30 years of that.
30 years of birdhouses. So they truly are works of art. They're worth the trip in and of it. You know, that alone is worth coming to the Nature Center.
Well, I had a sneak peek at one, the United Way.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a sneak peek of theirs because I know the person that built that. It's incredible.
Right? What it's a people little library glass.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, I mean, I've seen them, a lot of years, bringing my kids out there through field trips and just going out there in the walkway with all of them. And the creativity is so fun every year. That's one of my favorite parts, is just to see what people can create and reuse.
Totally.
A lot of that stuff. But it's one of my favorite things out there, is looking at the birdhouses.
Glad to hear. Ours too. As they trickle in through that week that we accept them, is just super fun for the staff to see them all come in. And they run the gamut. Some are made by children and some are made by true blue woodworkers that are super skilled. So please come check out the birdhouses. And then, of course, we have our annual Earth Poster Contest for school-aged children, K through 6. That there'll be hundreds of those hanging in the visitor center.
Wow.
And then our Birds of Prey, of course, are there. And they're a special feature of Earth Day. So food, entertainment, live entertainment, ways to love the earth through, you know, through poetry, through words, through writing, through action. Of course, you can volunteer. We'll have lots of opportunities if you want to help work on the trails or help improve our wildlife sanctuary. We welcome that on Earth Day. So it's just a fun day and a community day. So we hope lots of people will come out.
Well, and I think that's the big thing about this is our community is so good, right? It's such a great community. I think the beauty of this too, between it's 11 and 4. So hopefully there's a time for everybody, right?
Yep.
If you have like stuff in the morning or stuff later in the afternoon, it just gives you an opportunity to come out for a few hours. Such a family friendly event. And I think what you talked about before with all the ways you can celebrate Earth Day, sometimes you get lost in it because you're out there and you're just kind of enjoying the moment. But it also, you always leave feeling good.
Leave right? feeling good, and you might leave with a tidbit of what you can do to improve the planet yourself. And what more could we ask for? You know, that's, I think, how it all works, is we all just do our own little piece.
Well, and that's a huge thing. So I've had this conversation so many times, obviously being with the Trails Foundation, is, you know, people always say, well, I can only do this, I can only, but I'm thinking, you know what, but if one person only does this and one person only does this, it makes a huge impact.
Completely adds
up. So when people always say, I can only do this, I'm like, don't, just take the word only out. I can do this, right?
Yeah.
And it adds to that bigger percentage, because there are a lot of, you know, human beings.
Exactly.
And a little bit from everybody.
I do this, like, this is my part.
Onlys. If you're helping out, if you're doing something, it's not just an only,
right?
No matter what you do. Right?
Well, and here we are. We're in Ogden, Utah. It is one of the most stunning little secret cities on the planet Earth. And I think our community takes care of it. Like, there's a lot of pride here. We love Ogden. And this is a great Ogden day. So come and celebrate it.
And one of the other jokes I say is you don't really travel to many other places in our state and see either apparel or stickers on cars that say Orem, right?
Right.
Logan. But you see Ogden everywhere. Like, people are so proud. Like, to see an Ogden sticker on a car is so normal, but you just don't see a lot of other city names. St. George.
Yeah, we got the pride going here for sure.
So it's a beautiful thing. And in the location, the Ogden Nature Center is such a gem, because you can be in our town, right? Or Ogden City. But once you step foot, once you drive through the gate, you're in a whole different place. Like, you don't know you're next to anything. You can see the mountains, the canopy of trees. You've got, you know, wildlife, literally.
The wildlife's stunning. And we keep a monthly list of all of our sightings. And sometimes we kind of keep it a secret because it's pretty astounding, actually.
Yeah.
It's a great spot. If you're into birding, it's just lovely. Yeah.
It's just a great place to go on a walk, though, like on the trail, like just do a lap or two. I had a meeting out there last year, and I'm like, what a great place to have a meeting, just walking around I mean, you're in touch with nature. You got all the emotions going, and you're just free flowing with the ideas. So it's a great place.
Yeah.
So for Earth Day, family friendly, everybody can come. How about some pricing? What's the pricing like?
Pricing is, I believe, gosh, I just switched over my phone to... I think it's $5 adults, might be $4 for members, $3 for kids. It's right in there. It's super affordable.
That's what I say. It's like less than what I got in my hand drinking right now, which is just a cup of coffee. It's
that
inexpensive. And to be able to, you know, to to visit. And I think that's the thing, is you don't have to necessarily come, and there's stuff you can buy, but there's just information.
Yes.
Right? Just a lot of great
Tons of information.
A lot of free stuff.
Extra bucks if you want. Lunch.
Yep.
or a smoothie or something. Or also, we do have a pretty cute gift shop.
It's a fun gift shop.
You might want to bring a few extra bucks for those things, but mostly just get in and enjoy yourself. It's fun.
And there's so many great, like you were mentioning before, there's so many great booths, right? Yep. Not just like people selling, but just people like giving you the like we're there, right? For Trails Foundation. We love to talk to the public. And we were fortunate last year that we had enough time to make the rounds and visit everybody else. And it's just good to get to know your neighbors, get to just know what is going on in your community. It's a great place to have personal interaction with somebody else. Ask the questions. They're there to help, right? Yeah. All the vendors, right?
Help, bring us all together.
And so many ways to get involved, not just with you, but your families. There's so many opportunities for people think volunteering, but you can volunteer with your families, you know, with your children, with your grandchildren, with whatever. I mean, you can get that volunteer opportunity, not just individually. So I've always loved Earth Day. I've always loved the Nature Center personally, but Earth Day is super fun. And last year, it was so beautiful. And it looks like this year, hopefully, knocking on some wood,
we'll get into a nice little sunny streak. Not too warm, but not too, you know, not snowy either.
Yeah, we may not have any like snow vendors there, hopefully, right?
I know. Knock on wood, right? We're crossing our fingers for a beautiful sunny day. I've been at the Nature Center, a part of the Nature Center, for almost 30 years. And I don't remember an Earth Day that was bad weather. There may have been a blip or two here and there, but not bad weather. So we're going with that streak.
I like that.
Yeah.
And so for more information, you can always head over to the website. There's an event tab, because that's where I checked things out. And it gives you like the vendors that'll be there, the food that'll
full
be
list.
There.
And it's
everything.
A long list. Yeah. So check it out. It's a pretty extensive day. Sabrina's done a great job planning it. And
it's a lot of work, I imagine, putting this thing on, though, like just organization and making sure you've got, you know, all your staff in place, your volunteers in place to make sure that, you know, everybody shows up and just has, I mean, there's like volunteers for parking. There's because that's a thing. Right?
Parking is a thing. Our field will be open, assuming it's dry. And then there's overflow parking, usually across the street at IFA, at the high school. So if you need to overflow park, you can just be prepared to walk a little bit.
And be careful.
Frogger.
Use the light. Across that road. Yeah. It gets a little tricky. So anyway, we'll be there at the Trails Foundation. So make sure you come stop by our booth. But not too long after Earth Day.
Yep.
Another fantastic event that's been put on for as long as I can remember. It's the Fly with the Flock 5K, May 6th.
Absolutely. Coming right up. And so kind of think of Earth Day two ways. It's April 22nd, which is both Earth Day and the deadline for registration for the fun run.
Can they register at Earth Day?
So absolutely. You can come into the gift shop and register there.
That's perfect.
You can also just hop online on our website and register there. That's probably the easiest. But yeah, the Fly with the Flock is pretty special in that it's casual, it's a fun run, and there's pancakes afterwards.
That's the biggest part me and my family remember. My kids were always like, when's that pancake run?
Yeah, pancake breakfast. And so that's pretty fun, actually. And, you know, as with all of our events, we'll have our Birds of Prey out, so you can check out the Birds of Prey. The fun run is a 5K. There's options to do a 2.5K. You can run it, you can walk it, you can bring a stroller, whatever you're in the mood for. You can go as fast or as slow as you like. Walkers are not timed, runners are, and there is a 2.5K option for youth. So just sign up wherever you fit in best. And then we have, after the breakfast, a little we call it the Kids Silly Dash, and kids literally just dash back and forth across the yard in different ways. You might be doing a bear crawl. You might be running backwards. You might be running side to side. You might be sprinting. But kids love it. And it's silly. And then they get a little tree cookie medal for participating.
I've always loved it because you just mentioned it. It is for everybody, right? Because I remember the first time I came, there were people with strollers that walked and just with kids and family members and grandparents and everything. And, you know, the beauty of it, it's a 5K, Fly with the Flock. It doesn't say race, you know, so it's just like take your time
enjoy
nature.
There are a few racers.
There are,
but don't worry, they bust out ahead and they're boom, gone. So you don't even have to think about them. Yeah.
They just want the pancakes first is all it is. They're trying
maybe
to get back
so.
For the
they
pancakes.
They are first in line for the cakes.
But no, it's another fantastic way for a family to enjoy some time together.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah. also there, it's a sweet, like you get, it's a, I don't, the admission is I think $25.
Yeah, I was going to say it's pretty inexpensive.
You get a great tech t-shirt, which also is pictured on our website. It's beautiful. It's really cute. You get your breakfast. You get, you know, like a bag with prizes and the runs for $25, $15 for kids. So, yeah, it's $25 for adults, $15 for kids, and that's if you pre-register before April 22nd.
Okay. But yeah, it's a great opportunity to come out for Earth Day, and while you're there, you'll feel in the moment,
yep.
take a walk around, say, yeah, I'm gonna come do the Fly with the Flock, and that's May 6th.
May 6th.
Yeah, it's a great time. Yeah. So we've got our big author event on May 5th.
That's
the
right.
The night before. This would be a great little wake-up run the next day, a little 5K to come out and do. But so much of this does like Earth Day, the Fly with the Flock, the proceeds. I mean, you have, you know, stuff to do, but then it just goes back to the Nature Center, correct? So it's a fantastic opportunity to help. So again, you get something, you're having fun, and in return, you're helping the Nature Center.
All proceeds. And granted, they're not a lot of proceeds. We try to keep everything super affordable so the entire community can participate.
Mm-hmm.
But funds do support the Ogden Nature Center and our programs, which are, you know, environmental education for school-aged children is the core of what we do, but really a community place for everyone. So,
well, I've been going there literally forever, and TFNU is a member. We love to support local places, and it's super affordable to be a member.
It is.
At Ogden Nature Center.
Yes.
Especially when you turn around and notice all the discounts you can get later on, too, for events.
Okay, we'll go into that just a little bit, because it is. Members, for a family membership, is $50 for a year. That's free admission to the Ogden Nature Center all year long, a discount on community programs, which we offer some really special community programs. You'll be getting our newsletter and kind of the first heads up on all that we have going on. First option to sign up for things. But then there's all these reciprocal agreements that we have in place, which include Dinosaur Park, the Union Station Museums, Zootaw, Tracy Aviary. They all have times that you can get in free with your Ogden Nature Center card. And they're variable. Some are all the time, and some are weekends, and some are weekdays, and they're all different. But it's all part of your $50 for the year. So
it's unbelievable.
Truly, it's like, why wouldn't you? I don't know.
It's less than taking your family to the movies once.
Right.
And then you're done, right?
Access to all that for a year. That's pretty amazing, actually.
And the great thing, too, about the Nature Center is it's different. Like, every time I go, it's different.
Yeah.
Whether it's, like, the foliage, the sun, the weather, something is different. And you notice that, right? Yeah. Even if you're walking the trail one direction versus the other, it's always different. So it's always something that's like, oh, I've been there and seen that. No, you haven't. You've seen it at one time, but it's always changing. And that's the beauty of it. And so this year, speaking of changing, the Nature Center, what's going on this year? You got to have something else going on, right? Big projects, new fun things.
Big biggie project, which is we are restoring our Dumpke Picnic Grove, which young and old, you know, the Picnic Grove, it's the space that has the tree houses.
Yeah.
And so that area is getting a real boost in that we're getting new restrooms, handicap accessible restrooms, and in an addendum to that, some spaces that are being improved, some improvements to the tree houses themselves, some gathering spaces. It's going to be really fun, and we truly we have some many donors have pitched in, some large and some small. But we would really like to thank the Dumpke Foundation for their kickstart to that and also to RAMP, Weber County RAMP. And if it weren't for those big funders, it would not be possible. So that's happening. And that will be, it's under construction right now, hoping to be done, of course, sooner rather than later. But we'll see how that shakes out. So if you get out to that zone, and you know, you might see some construction there, but it's really going to make it a really nice community space.
So timeline wise, not putting you on the spot, this isn't written in stone, but what's kind of a goal or an idea do you think? Is it going to be this year? Is it going to be?
We're hoping this year.
This year? Yeah. Okay. Because
yeah,
some of these projects are big.
Yeah.
So
they
it
are.
Always depends. And, you know, you mentioned Ramp and Dumpke, and they're just great partners in the community as well. Absolutely. I mean, Ramp does such, I mean, everywhere you go, you see Ramp signs are a big
yes.
support of Trails Foundation, and same as Dumpke. But it's great to see groups, organizations, people,
yep.
whatever it is, investing in the community.
Yep.
Right?
And there are donors, the list is long,
oh, yeah.
of donors that have given large and small gifts to help with this project. You know, of course, we started plans years ago, and like we've talked about one-on-one, prices go way up
yeah.
Once you're really into the project, and that's happened. So we're feeling pretty fortunate that people have stepped up to make this this improvement at the Nature Center.
Well, and you mentioned it again, but I like to go back to it. You say you got donors big and small. Just because you can only donate a little, it goes a long way.
Absolutely.
It adds up quick. Yes. It really does. So if we can get that only out of there, I think
yep.
more people would feel comfortable in what
yeah,
they do.
Exactly.
Like, well, I would donate, but I only have $20. It's
perfect.
Like, well, that adds up after a while.
Totally
so
does.
Don't think of it that way.
Yeah.
So anything else, like what other big things you have going on this year?
We also have on the docket Birds and Brews. And that's slated in August. I'm not sure the exact date, but watch for it. And I think this year we're calling it Birds and Brews in a Band. We're going to bring in some live music. That's just become popular and fun and a really good August event for us. So that's coming up for sure.
And that's at the Nature Center.
It's at the Nature Center. We include some bird trivia. Local breweries bring out samples of all their latest and greatest beers.
And we've got some good ones in the community.
Yeah, we do. Ogden's fortunate again. And so it's a great, fun evening. And so
that's August time frame?
I think it's August 18th.
Okay.
Yeah, that's coming up. Also, summer camps. So many of them are full, but there are some openings in some. So it's still worthwhile to hop online and see what's still available. Our camps fill up very quickly. They're popular, but there's some openings still. And particularly, we have a couple of adult camps. I think there's a date night and an all-day art camp for adults, and those still have openings, and those are just super fun. I'm probably going to do both.
I was going to say, I'm surprised there's openings, but maybe people yeah. aren't aware that there's adult stuff out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's tons of adult stuff. So, hop on the website, click through education, go to summer camps to find a full listing of all the camps that we have coming up. And that fills our summer and keeps us really busy. So lovely. And the trails are beautiful right now. We might, trail conditions are wet.
Yep.
So wear your boots, wear your water boots, but come. And also, what's super sweet this time of year is our Ellis Peary Nature Nook, which is our natural playground. It's really fun. So come and enjoy the trails with your family.
And we're going to put with the show notes on this podcast, we'll have the links to these so people can make it there easily. But there's so much information on your website of what programs you have, free opportunities. Obviously, becoming a member is a big, big, simple thing that gives back time after time. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited. We can't tell you as an organization here at Trails Foundation how much we appreciate everything the Nature Center does. We've had a great time getting, you know, closer to do more collaborations and partnerships, and being at the Earth Day event has been huge. We appreciate everything that happens in the community,
and
because
likewise,
it's so family
like,
friendly.
I feel like we're sister organizations. Largely, our founders are the same founders. So we are sister organizations. And a lot of what the Nature Center does is on site. We do have statewide programming. Education-wise, we go to every first grade class in the state of Utah.
That's amazing.
But I just feel like Trails Foundation brings our mission, it just expands it countywide. And so, yeah, we're in this together.
I think so. I mean, it's very symbiotic of what each other does, yeah. Right? And locations. But yeah, we can't encourage people enough to head out to Earth Day. Get involved on some level, whatever level's comfortable. Bring your families, bring your friends. Let everybody know about it. Come say hi to the Trails Foundation. We'll be there. We'll have some fun stuff to give away. And we always have some fun things up our sleeve to engage people with. But we appreciate you coming on, taking the time to talk about it, because we truly do love everything the Nature Center does. And we just want people to make sure that I think the big thing for me is, I said it before, is just because you've been there once, you haven't been there. Yep. It just changes so much. Like when people say, I've been to Nature, yeah, I went there a few years ago. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, hey, wait a minute.
I'm here to say, I have been a part of the Nature Center for 30 years. Every time I drive on the property and start on the trails, my heart sings. It is different. There are different species. There's different sights, vistas, sounds. It's lovely.
And sometimes what I like is there's not sounds.
Yeah.
It's so peaceful. And I'm one of those people, no matter how many times I see an animal, it's exciting.
Yep.
Like, you know, like I'll see a deer. How many deer have I seen in my lifetime? Yeah, right. But when I see one, I'm always like, oh. I saw
magic.
A deer, you know, and some people are like, yeah, well, I saw them all year, but I'm like, I just love it.
Yeah.
You know, you have just so many different types of animals out there.
I think some of the things you'll look forward to on Earth Day specifically, we have geese, Canada geese setting up mating in the fields. So of course, keep your distance, but they're fun to watch from a distance. You can hear a cacophony of chorus frogs at the Nature Center. It is loud. So if you're able to get out on the trails while you're there, take that in. It's super fun. And then get into the bird blinds and peek at the water, because A, the water's great this year, and there's so much life. You will see a huge variety of water species. So it's fun right now. I mean, it's perfect time of year.
Perfect time of year. Hopefully we got spring, even though it's technically spring. Hopefully sure. we got Mother Nature collaborating with the time of year. But again, I can't speak enough about what a fun, amazing day Earth Day is. And the other great thing is you always end up seeing somebody you know.
Yep,
right?
That's right.
And it's always fun to catch up with people that you haven't seen for a long time, because it's like-minded people. So please come out. Please say hello. You got 5 hours. Right? You have 5 hours. You can make it work within your schedule. And again, it's very inexpensive, and the proceeds do go back to a great cause. So thank you so much for you, the organization, everything the Nature Center does. But thanks for taking the time to help us spread the word and get people out there. And we're excited to see it.
Thank you so much. This is really, really fun to be here chatting with the mic.
Well, it's new. This is episode 5 for us. So we're hoping to continue this and have a lot of our partner organizations on and just spread the word of everything there is to do in the community that people may sometimes just not think about, even though, again, just because you've been there once, it's like saying, oh, I've been on the trails before. No, you have. You got to keep going. There's more. It changes. It's not the same ending, right? It's the same thing. So
daily.
Yeah. So thanks again for coming on. We'll let you get back to planning and doing everything that you do out there. But yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for listening to the TFNU's It's About the Trails podcast. We'd like to thank Brandy Bosworth for taking the time to join us today. If you enjoyed the podcast and like to help support TFNU, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. We would also appreciate if you would consider becoming a member of TFNU or by making a donation. And don't forget to check out our store page at tfnu.org for some great merchandise. If you have any questions, please send us a message at tfnu@tfnu.org. And remember, trails are for everyone. I'm Eric, and I hope to see you out on the trails.